Want to do up and running first?
Yeah.
How's that sounding?
Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A, featuring intimate performances and conversations in IPR's renowned production studio with some of the world's finest musical artists. Join us next for a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the lives of these extraordinary performers.
Some days feel so heavy. They come when I'm not quite ready.
That's Coming Undone by Sarah Jarosz from her new album, Undercurrent. Undercurrent could win 2 Grammy Awards Sunday for Best New Folk Album and Best Engineered Album. Sarah is also nominated for the Best American Roots Performance this year. The singer-songwriter was in Studio A this summer when she performed at Corson Auditorium. She spoke with Chris Gruitz, the former director of the Interlochen Arts Festival, about growing up with music.
I started out playing the mandolin and kind of growing up in the bluegrass world and going to a Friday night bluegrass jam every Friday night in my hometown of Wimberley, Texas. And that's really how I got into a lot of this music in the first place. But I think the nature of bluegrass in itself, it actually has kind of a lot of importance is placed on the improvisational aspect of it. You go around the circle and everyone passes around different solos. And so each time you're making up a solo on the spot. And so I think that sort of opened the doors to me to explore a lot of different styles of music, which I did in more depth when I went to New England Conservatory in Boston and was able to study jazz and free improvisation and klezmer and all these different styles of music.
So you have this degree in contemporary improvisation. You got it in 2013 from NEC, and I've always found that so fascinating about your background in that, you probably could have just continued on the road, playing endlessly, touring the States. But you decided to go to conservatory and a very particular degree, which I imagine was fairly new at NEC. I can't imagine that degree had been in place for 50 years. Of course, I could be wrong. But how did you decide on that particular degree program, and what is that program based in? Is it based in folk and bluegrass type music, or is it much wider than that?
I would say it's much wider than that. I think it really started with Gunther Schuller as kind of the third stream music program, and that's initially what it was called. And sort of a very brief way to describe that, I guess, would be kind of the coming together of jazz and classical ideologies. And so initially that's what it was. And then over the years, kind of through Rand Blake became a big part of the head of the program, and it kind of switched into being called contemporary improvisation, because I think it started becoming less of this is just classical and jazz, and more of we're going to include a lot of different things in here and make it broader. And so I actually feel like the folk and bluegrass side of it was a more recent kind of addition to it. And I think, when I was there, I was like, well, the reason I'm here is because I have studied folk and bluegrass music up until this point. So the whole point of being here is to not do that and to get to explore other styles from around the world. But when you think about it, like, there's so many similarities across the map. I mean, even being in a Hank Osnetsky's klezmer ensemble, kind of realizing similarities between a klezmer song and an old-time Appalachian song, and just it was so cool to get to kind of draw those lines between the different styles.
That's amazing. Did you have particular styles that resonated more with you when you were at NEC and kind of experiencing this wider range of music?
Yeah, I think a lot of the music that I worked on with Rand Blake was really, really fascinating and just opened my ears up, working on Billie Holiday songs or Abby Lincoln songs. I actually wound up performing a duo with Rand in my senior recital of an Abby Lincoln song called Tender as a Rose.
And that's amazing.
You know, that's music that I had never heard before going into NEC. And so I really kind of gravitated towards that. And I think, I might not necessarily take exact things from, say, a free improv jam that I might have done. Right. I don't feel like my music is that, but I just think it's a more broad sense of having your ears be expanded and sort of, you know, having, it's like if you're an artist, you know, more colors to work with within your own music when you do that.
Absolutely. I think you can really hear through kind of your discography a really wide range of approaches and styles. And I think it's interesting, I suppose, now to think about your latest album, Undercurrents, and perhaps you could tell us a little bit about how that came about and maybe what some of your ideas around that album were.
Yeah, well, it's my fourth album, but in a way it feels like a lot of firsts. You know, it is the first album that I've made, not also simultaneously being in high school or college. So I felt like I had more time to really devote to the writing and recording process and really dive into the writing process in a way that I hadn't before and kind of think about it as like a more of a craft that could be worked on every day. Whereas before, just based on the nature of my schedule, it was like, well, whenever I have a free moment to be inspired or get a song done, I'll squeeze it in when I can. And this time around, and I think the songwriting kind of shows that, it was really more of a, I'm going to place more focus on the songs themselves than the stuff that's added after the songs, you know, which in the past, I've worked with Gary Pachosa on all four of my records. And in the past, our process really was go in the studio, lay down my part, and then let's explore all the different things that we can add onto it, which is cool in its own way. But this time, I wanted to just get down to the most important part of the song and really highlight the simplicity within these songs and just create a intimacy and kind of record it in a really sparse way.
Back in time again, stay with me like you did then. Take me as you find me here, take me now, feel me near. Love like an end.
How do songs come to you? I've worked with so many musicians and singer-songwriters who are just, when you're talking to them backstage or whenever you're interacting with them, they're always playing, always fiddling with something, always kind of working through something. Are you someone who really takes do you plan out dedicated time to work on writing a song, or are things just kind of always, you know, moving through your mind that way? How do you kind of work on writing a song and developing one?
It's a little bit of everything. I think also my process when I'm touring is very different from when I'm at home. I think when I'm at home, I do try to be more disciplined with it and like I was saying, work on it more regularly. But just through the nature of travel, I think it's more of what you were saying where there's constantly ideas kind of floating around and it's just being sure to capture them when they're there, whether it's writing down, the iPhone comes in handy, you know, sure. Writing down a little idea on my notepad or recording a voice memo, you know, of a melodic idea. And I find myself doing that constantly, just collecting little tidbits of ideas. And then most of the time it's kind of going back through that stuff, sifting back through, making notes of what's good and what isn't. And then kind of either from there, seeing what stands out as a good motif and kind of going from there, or seeing what fits together lyrically and melodically. And occasionally things come all at once. There were a couple songs on this new record. Everything to Hide was the first song that I finished within this bunch on Undercurrent. And that song was one of those magic ones that just came all at once in about 30 minutes, you know. And that's rare and that's really special when it happens. But I would say most of the time it's just keeping track of ideas and being sure to record them when they come.
It's not allowed. Truth is, you're all that I can see in the middle of this crowd. I want to tell you that I'm thankful for your fingers on those strings. Want to whisper low into your ear all these forbidden things.
So So you mentioned some influences when you were growing up, you know, Chris Thiele, Gillian Welch, Tim O'Brien. What are some artists that you, or who are some artists that you haven't worked with yet that you'd love to work with, maybe from folk, from bluegrass, or really any genre?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, gosh, I consider Joni Mitchell to be like, you know, one of my biggest, Joni Mitchell and Paul Simon are kind of at the top for me. And I actually had the chance to sing and play with Paul, recently on A Prairie Home Companion with Chris Thiele. That was a huge dream come true, you know, probably my biggest dream come true. It was really special. But Joni's amazing. And then there's people now who are in my generation more that are doing amazing things. Someone like Blake Mills, I think, is doing incredible work. I would love to get to play with him someday. And I'm so inspired by so many different kinds of music. I would say Paul and Joni are right at the top for me.
I would imagine so.
Sarah DeRose is nominated for 4 Grammy Awards this year. She spoke with Chris Gruitz when she performed at Interlochen last summer. She also performed in Studio A. Here's House of Mercy from her latest album, Undercurrent.
In the middle of the night again, still water and the birds don't sing. Cold gin in the back room, I'm in, medicating for the trouble that's coming. Walls rattle like a diesel freighter, blood races like a wave. This house wasn't for strangers, but you come knocking anyway. I can hear you knocking on the door. I won't leave it open for you anymore. I can hear you knocking on the door. Knocking on the door of the house of mercy. Don't try and change my mind. That knock gets louder all the time. Don't try and wear me down. You'll never get inside this crossing like a wild chameleon. You make me wanna be alone. I can hear you knocking on the door. I won't leave it open for you anymore. I can hear you knocking on the door. Knocking on the door of the house of mercy. Knocking on the door. door of the House of Mercy.
You've been listening to Studio A. Today's program was engineered by Michael Culler. This is Interlochen Public Radio.